This is Soliloquy, the ramblings of a madwoman with a soothing voice.
And the good reverend stalked the aisles, the congregation like baby birds, mouths agape, chirping for pre-masticated knowledge from a book few, if any of them, will actually read cover to cover. He pours them lessons till their cups runneth over. Lessons that they will forget once they pass the threshold. They require him to quench the hellfires that hunger for their precious immortal souls. Fires they themselves stoke, looking down on people, backbiting, hypocrites of their own religious text, and him not caring, just in desperate need of a flock. People to control, to lead them into his vision of what paradise truly is. Both of them are predators, lurking in the pews, surveying their territory for new souls to sweep into the fold, rebuking those who don't feign titillation at their vain attempts to coagulate their watered-down faith. They feed on each other, scavenging on only the parts that suit their wants and are convenient to their needs, as if they themselves were long-necked vultures. They bow their heads, about to devour the flesh of God. With forked tongues and sharpened teeth, they say in unison, "Let us pray."
Gonna rub one out and take a nap. I'm gonna rub one out and take a nap. Tease my kitty, rub my clitty, maybe fondle both my titties. Yes, I'm gonna rub one out and take a nap.
I woke up quickly, startled. I wonder how long I've been walking. I remember God and his locomotives, the angels in their uniforms, the note. How had I even slept? Am I sleepwalking? I don't recognize my new surroundings. My feet are just moving ahead on the road. I'm in a village. I don't know how else to describe it. It wasn't built like the American suburbs I grew up in. It felt older, back before we bulldozed over the earth to suit our tastes, covering up what it really was. Buildings clustered together, some covered in ivy, but the roads are paved with black tar. I don't know why I was expecting cobblestones. It's hard to get my bearings. It's bright and foggy, contradictory. Something feels strange. There's no one else around, aside from the buildings and the almost manicured yards. There are no signs of anyone else. There's the absence of the smell. You don't notice it, because it's always around, but there is an odor that surrounds humans, people. It's so often around, you don't even realize it, but I can smell it, or the lack thereof. A village with no people, unnatural, uncomfortable, unfathomable. The road splits in several directions, looping around pockets of buildings. I need to stay on the sidewalk. The fog is so dense. I think if I step off the curb, I'll have the random misfortune of getting shit-canned by the only car barreling through. While I'm strolling, I can see the houses closer. They don't fit together. The architecture. I'm no historian, and I'm not very well-traveled, but it's as if each was built in a different part of the world. Some meant to keep out the cold, others with shingles to keep off the heat. Plants that couldn't possibly coexist in the same hemisphere casually growing in their yards. Various religious symbols adorning doors, inside windows, Christian, Muslim, pagan, Hindi, Buddhist, Wiccan, and more, some I don't even recognize. It's subtle. It's like an Easter egg hunt. I'm specifically looking for the symbol that marks that each of them have their own faith. But when I look, I mean really look, I can see that they all have them. some bigger than others, but all proof of different faiths from all walks of life. Keep walking. I have to keep walking. I can feel the pillows of skin and fluid against my sneakers. Blisters about to burst, but I need to keep walking. Signs of mankind's interference are now becoming less and less, houses becoming more sparse. Wide fields slowly awning the landscape until it was just me, the road, the fog. Occasionally, I wanted to run in an opposite direction, but I can't. The fog is too dense. There's a path laid out for me. The incline's getting steep, and my legs hurt so badly. My feet feel like they're bleeding, but I can't stop, because if I do, exhaustion will really set in, and I won't be able to move. I have to keep going. The wide fields with the overgrown grass. I've never been much of a farmer. I mean, I've been to petting zoos, but it just kind of looks like the place people would have cows or sheep graze. The pavement slowly crumbling into gravel and then finally dirt. There's the smell. There's someone nearby. I can't really detect it. The odor of grass and shit from manure is overpowering, but I can tell there's someone. I just have to keep going. And then I finally see them. There's so much relief when you feel like you're the only person left on Earth. Isolation is a terrifying thing. The mist lifted into an overcast sky. My crappy vision is focusing on the silhouette on a far hill. The only shape I'm in is round. So of course that incline's gonna be a bitch to walk up, but I need to. On the outskirts of this creepy-ass village with no people, I needed to see somebody. Anybody. I don't know how many times I had to stop just briefly to wipe the sweat from my pudgy cheeks or dry heave in an attempt to catch my breath. I need to do more cardio. Jesus, holes in the hands, fucking Christ, this is brutal. After what felt like an eternity, but was probably closer to 20 minutes, I made it to the top. I had to stop and take in the view. I could see the village. Cutely nestled in the rolling green hillscape that very much looked like the European countryside. They were looking at the village too. Walking towards them, I saw trees. Curved at weird angles. A few with blackened, rotten fruit on their branches. But the grass is healthy. Green. A living oxymoron. I could see the flowers ready to unfurl their petals. Probably in the next day or so. The blades of grass so high they caress my calves just under my knees as I trudge to the middle of the field.
So you finally made it.
I can't deny. I was caught off guard by their voice. Strong, rich, smooth. It reminded me of coffee and church bells. Not because it was loud or intoxicating or warm. I could just feel it in my bones.
I was waiting for you. I saw the old man, so I figured it was only a matter of time before you made your way to me.
They were the epitome of androgyny. I blushed. I have never seen a person that unnecessarily hot. 20 pounds of fuck me in a 5-pound bag. Strong features edged in softness. Short cropped hair. Playful eyes. And lips curved into a perfect smile. They loomed over me. Are you the devil?
Some call me that. I have many names bequeathed to me by you all.
What should I call you then?
Names mean nothing.
What are you?
I am free will. I am humanity. I am hubris. In all walks of life, I am choice. The choice to do as you please. I have no power of my own.
They spread their arms, motioning to the village.
I cannot and I will not stop them from coming or going, from worshipping their gods, idols, anything they choose, and I am not going to stop you.
I was almost unsure of my voice. Stop me from what?
You're not supposed to be here. You know that.
And yet,
here you are.
In a swift movement, they snaked their hand around my waist and dipped me as if we were dancing and I weighed nothing. The smell of honeysuckles wafted from their mouth.
You've met him. You've met me. Will you keep going?
I'm almost drunk off their words. I don't think I have a choice.
You always have a choice. Will you keep going?
I'm getting scared and simultaneously aroused.
Scaroused? Is that a word? It should be.
Their face is so close. I could feel the heat. My lids are getting heavy. I can feel my lips parting. Yes. I don't know why I said yes. It just felt like the right thing to say.
Then I hope you find what you're looking for.
Their grip shifted and I was on the ground. The smell of wet dirt was overwhelming. They were on top of me, straddling me, their hands clasped around my neck. I could feel their lips press against my ear, comfortingly whispering, "It won't hurt. Not much if you don't struggle." I didn't. I do hope you find what you're looking for. And then it all went black. I wonder what will happen next. I met God in a train station. I met the devil in a village with no people. Who or what is waiting at my next destination? I'm terrified to find out.